So in terms of 2016 then, Laura, it's already been a great year for you.
Yeah, it's been really good. So before that, I worked full time, whereas this year I made the decision to take a 6-month sabbatical. So I think I stopped in February, and then in March I headed out to Denia in Spain just for a month by myself to try and get fit and catch up with my teammates. And then I joined in the racing from then, so I did the whole season. And now I'm just back at work in the last couple of weeks, so that's been a bit of a shock to the system.
How big a decision was it to park your regular job, as it were, for 6 months and really go at the cycling?
Yeah, it was big. I'd always wanted to. I'd always kind of thought, how much difference does it make that you're squeezing the training in around work, and sometimes you're traveling or you'll be in London all day for meetings and you can't train, and then you're sort of rushing to races around the country and, you're a bit fatigued just from kind of life stress. So I'd always wondered how much of a difference it would make. I guess the last couple of years it had kind of been niggling at me. So this year I just thought, go on and do it. So then at least you can see and you won't have to think, what if?
And to put into perspective what's happened to you and what's going to take place over the next couple of weeks, World Championships is basically the pinnacle of your sport. So you've had this great 2016. Just talk us through the call up for Great Britain.
Yeah, I was really pleased, obviously, to get that. It's, I guess, the cherry on top of an already very good sabbatical. So I raced for GB at a stage race in Germany back in July. That week went pretty well for me. So Alice rides for GB as well, Alice Barnes, my teammate. And we always kind of are riding closely together in the race. And I guess it's often my job to look after her or to be the last woman that can survive in the race with her. She's very talented. And that was my role for GB that week in Germany. And I think I showed that I could do that and look after Alice. And I was there when the going got tough. So I think the coach kind of saw that in me that week. And then, when I heard about the world, then I didn't at first think that I would necessarily get selected because of the nature of the course. So it's most likely to be a big bunch sprint, and it's a flat race, whereas I'm more suited to, I guess, the more grippy, kind of hillier, sort of harder attritional races. But I kept my fitness quite well late in the season, so we went to the Tour of Tuscany just a couple of weeks ago, and I got an okay result there, reasonable result. I think I was 14th on one of the stages, and it was really hot as well. It was high 30s. So I think, having some late form, showing that I could race in the heat, put me in with a good chance of being selected. So yeah, when I heard that I was obviously very excited. So yeah, a good way to end my sabbatical.
Have you already sat down at this stage and spoken about what will be required specifically from you? Because these events very much a team outlook and you'll have a specific duty. Do you know exactly what the tactics will be at this stage?
We haven't discussed it exactly. I mean, Lizzie is the defending world champion, so it's her jersey to try and keep. I don't think that the course particularly suits her strength either. She's someone who likes a tough race as well, and then we'll have a good sprint at the end of that, but she's not an out-and-out sprinter. She's not someone who would like a pan-flat race and then a big bunch sprint finish. That suits the proper sprinters. So it doesn't really play to her strengths, but perhaps, if she can get a breakaway or something. And on the other hand, we have a couple of girls in the team that, can sprint well in those kind of messy, big bunch sprint situations. So Hannah Barnes won a stage of the Aviva Tour last year. She can sprint. And then Eileen Rowe is also a sprinter who likes a kind of messy, kind of chaotic punch sprint finish. And Alice is obviously a strong finisher as well, Hannah's sister. So we've got a few options, but I'm not too sure what my exact role will be. I think I'll be a worker in some capacity, so looking after the girls and maybe trying an early break, or I'm not too sure exactly.
What's going to be next then? Obviously you've got the Worlds coming right up, but you're back at work now. What do you think 2017 will hold? Is it a case of you're looking at 2 weeks' time as being the real pinnacle, or is this something that you think you can build on?
Good question, and one that I'm asking myself as well. I've loved this year. This 6 months has been, you know, one of the best things that I've done. It's definitely a great decision, and I've got a lot out of it and improved a lot as a bike rider, you know, seeing how the professional peloton works and the race tactics and the bike handling and the skills, just all the extra bits on top of the fitness. I've built on that throughout the 6 months. I'm tempted to do it again because a lot of it is about experience, and you know, once you've done the races once, you know how they work, you know who the teams are and the tactics and things. So I think in a second year you'd have a lot more confidence and you'd be able to use that better in the races to try and get some better results. So yeah, I'm tempted to do it again, but I guess for me, because I'm older, then it's not, you know, I'm not like an Alice or a Hannah. I'm not kind of early 20s and this is my career. I've actually got a different career and a house and a mortgage and and things like that. So I need to think about it carefully. But yeah, my heart is very tempted to do it again and build on what I've achieved.